thing that rocks.
Hey! Hi! Good morning! Oh, man. 7-Eleven and about 27. Got a high of 32 today, low of 25 tonight. Snow pretty much scattered throughout. So, yep, winter's not done yet, folks. We're not done yet. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, is it time to buy a breathalyzer lock? I'm not talking about for your car, folks, but to keep you away from maybe Amazon. That's right. According to a new study, the average American will spend, this is awesome, $448 on drunk shopping this year. I can attest to this. All right. Now, I have been much better. Right now, my shopping cart on Amazon and other websites is loaded up, but I haven't hit the buy button yet. So I've been good. I haven't been drunk enough yet to hit the buy button, but I've been close. And if those projections are right, they've doubled from last year where we bought $206 worth of stuff after we've been drinking. And by the way, those numbers include the money you drunkenly spend on food as well. Just know that. But the money we spend buying stuff when we're drunk isn't anywhere close to the amount we spend on actually getting drunk. The study found that the average person will spend $1,901 on booze this year. Those are amateur numbers. We got to bump those numbers up. That averages out to just under $37 a week. Ha! Anyway, have fun drunk shopping. It's like getting little presents from yourself that you forgot you bought. Why just make money off of people's obsession with sugar when you could also make money off their obsession with getting hammered? Speaking of booze, Coca-Cola just announced they're launching a new alcoholic drink in Japan. It's made out of sparkling water and a Japanese liquor called Soju. And it's the first alcoholic recipe they've ever come up with. Coke has messed around a little bit with booze in the past, but it's been a while. In the 70s, they bought some wine businesses in America, but the venture failed, and they've gotten back. They haven't gone back down that road since. The booze road, if you will. So now they're doing it in Japan, but they could start making the booze over here. The CEO is definitely keeping it on the table. He said, quote, never say never. So who knows? Maybe we'll see some alcoholic Coca-Cola in the future. I mean, a lot of people do it now, you know, rum and Coke, whiskey and Coke. So, you know, vodka Coke, which isn't as good. Clear alcohol doesn't go as well in Coca-Cola, in my honest opinion, in my drinking opinion. And lastly, Russell Crowe and his ex-wife are trying to finalize their divorce after 5 long years and will hold a divorce auction to sell off the actor's movie memorabilia. Rather than have lawyers fight over who should get what, Crowe and Danielle Spencer will auction off more than 200 items that Crowe has collected over his career, including costumes, a Roman chariot from Gladiator, and other movie props. The collection is called The Art of Divorce and will take place at Sotheby's, Australia, on April 7th. Which is Crowe's birthday and also his and Spencer's wedding anniversary. The auction is expected to net about $2.8 million. And then I don't know if they'll just split that down the middle or what. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. It's like, well, yeah, because, I mean, let's just sell the crap. You don't need it. Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
They got a chance.